Blog Talk Radio.
Sociopath motives.
that's not what the music or life is all about. It's about going for dreams. It is on iTunes, it's on Vivo, it's everywhere. There's a problem where someone thinks they can make money off my music by song licensing, which is illegal. But if you're an artist out there, please protect yourself from song licensing. But like me, continue to create in more ways, write poetry, and so on. It's important that as a person, as part of my destiny was to create music or to be an artist, because it manifests from the inside the soul. It's all what it is all about. There's, you know, criticism about my art as it is about saying I'm not a singer, I'm a songwriter. I can definitely sing. In the rock and roll cliches, I have many influences, but I'm making it my own to my own originality to create. And create is part of a true essence of positivity that I must adhere to for the rest of my life. So no matter what happens to my music, whether I sell a million or one, it's important that it's released because it is on iTunes for people to buy, and that's a big step for me. Because there were many years where I thought I would never be able to release a record, and I even at one time gave up. And then I realized I shouldn't give up on it because it's part of the creative process that I've been doing since I was a very young child. When I first came to Hollywood at age 19, I had that dream when I got off the Greyhound with no money and I was homeless. But I still had that dream as I get older, and that was not too long ago. I'm still young. But as I released an EP, it was a joy to release that EP because it's part of the creative process I've been doing for many years. And something that can't be stopped because at the same time, I would never hinder or block anyone's creativity because or anyone to release a record because it's so important. You know, I also had to deal with ID theft. Someone lying said I was at Dubs underscore why I'm not there no more or at Dubs 42. I'm no longer at those emails. To steal my music or to make money off of it without me knowing is a crime, it's a thief. And I am the only one who released it. And I do have a co-writer, which is David Waterbury. And I wish you all the joy out there. Because you all deserve a break, and I hope all your dreams come true, too. It was a dream come true to at least have it be released for people to buy. And that, in essence, make me a professional recording artist. And that's just the first step. But at the same time, the slow evolution of Dub Night is about all that. It's illustrated in the songs, Tragedy Is Not What I Am, and in a song called Unique, because those are about overcoming obstacles. Overcoming obstacles is very difficult when you have so many people who come around you or who are jealous or who are dangerous, who want to undermine or prevent my talent from being exposed to the masses or seeing me get to the next step of being a superstar. And that's not what it's all about. It's about appreciating each other's talent, and someone has to be a star. That's where they belong. We can't hinder someone's dream. If we do, we're an evil human being. Our dreams are over if we hurt someone else in one way or the other. It comes from how we appreciate ourselves, and if we don't appreciate ourselves, we cannot appreciate another person. I appreciate myself strongly to enhance other people who have dreams in music, education, or any other genre that makes them feel happy. And that's what the slow evolution of Dub Night is all about. It's about the essence of going for a dream and not letting anyone get in my way in doing it in any other endeavor or situation. I am in control because that's the way life should be. And I it's part of self-love, loving thyself. When I love myself, I can love someone else. And when I come up to someone and they love me, I would like them to say, that is why I fell in love with you. co-written that song. Again, to all you artists out there, go for your dreams and be careful of sharks and crazy people and dream killers. And I talk about it all the time because I'm dealing with dream killers who will try to steal my song, do a song licensing, or take a sample out of it. It's illegal. So stay away from the dream killers and continue to go for your dreams like me, and believe in what you have, and believe that the impossible can be impossible no matter what happens. And the reason why that is true is all about the inside of loving thyself. And loving thyself means may all your dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy on this planet. God bless you all. Good night from Dove Night.